This Capital Ministries Ministry Update is about seven Capital Ministries Regional Directors meeting to advance local government ministries nationwide. A contingent of CAPMIN leaders met last week to hammer out plans to advance the bold mission to establish discipleship Bible ministries to local leaders in the 40,000 incorporated cities and counties across America. Nate Belkstrom, CAPMIN Midwest Regional Director for Local Government Ministries, said this, quote, "It felt like one of those rare times in life when you get to be involved in the very beginnings of something that has nation-changing potential. And that's nation-changing potential not only here in America, but also in other nations of the world," end quote. Pastor Belkstrom was one of seven new LGM regional directors who participated in CAPMIN's required training on June 1 through 4 in California. The men were recently appointed to work with Dr. Dan DeJong, global director for LGM, to help recruit, vet, train, and mentor ministry leader candidates and to grow LGM in the regions of the United States. Before they can become regional directors, each man must lead a LGM discipleship Bible study to political public servants in his community. In addition to the training, the CAPMIN leaders also devise strategies and plans to further ongoing efforts to plant discipleship Bible study ministries to mayors, city and county commissioners, city managers, school board members, and other local public servants throughout the nation. The training was led by Dr. DeJong and Ralph Drollinger, president and founder of Capital Ministries. Dr. DeJong said, quote, "The meeting was a complete success. Each regional director came prepared to share a specific topic that could guide us through the process of vetting and credentialing candidates to become ministry leaders. Topics included spiritual gifts, God's calling, Oaks and Office curriculum, our statement of faith, marketing, networking, and discipleship," end quote. CAPMIN board member Randy Adams, who is also executive director and treasurer of the Northwest Baptist Convention, spoke about the history of the United States, as well as the history of missions that had been successful due in great part to supporting systems and structures. Such support systems and structures are important to the success of CAPMIN's LGM efforts. Dr. DeJong noted, quote, "We have scriptural mandate to go make disciples. So with the enthusiasm and industriousness of these regional directors, we have the structure in place to accomplish our small part of the Great Commission," end quote. For several years, Capital Ministries has been building discipleship ministries for local leaders in the United States and in nations around the world. So far, LGM Bible studies have been planted to local public servants and neighborhoods in California, Texas, Delaware, Florida, Illinois, Oregon, Idaho, Missouri, Ohio, and in dozens of provinces and territories in European nations. The successful methodologies created in the meetings will be enacted and replicated across the United States and eventually the world. Drollinger said with procedures in place and additional manpower, CAPMIN is positioned to experience a surge in LGM development. Drollinger said, quote, "CAPMIN has been laying the LGM foundation for years, and now, with the successful and ongoing ministry leader recruiting effort, and with our new regional directors on board, the local ministry's effort is positioned to explode, not only in the United States, but also in foreign nations," end quote. Before being appointed global director, Dr. DeJong led the first LGM Bible study to local leaders in the greater Sacramento, California area, which he continues to lead today. From his experiences, he authored an instruction manual from which he taught at the meetings. Regional directors also spoke on their areas of expertise. The men found the instruction to be vital. Gene Cipriel, who shares duties as Midwest Regional Director with Pastor Belkstrom, said, quote, "Dr. Dan's training manual provided attention to many important details of this emerging ministry outreach." Cipriel said the regional director's contributions at the conference were valuable and said this process enabled us to share our various ministry gifts in teaching one another, end quote. Tori Lewis, Northwest Regional Director, said the training provided tools the directors need to recruit the next generation of ministry leaders. Lewis shared this, quote, "Dr. Dan has provided us with an enlistment procedure that is second to none. I came into our training feeling challenged, but without a plan, After spending time with Ralph and the LGM regional directors, I have a plan and am equipped to execute that plan, end quote. The men also had opportunities to interact as brothers in Christ, said Dan Marshall, Southeast Regional Director. Marshall stated, quote, we experience hearts that long to serve, teach, and mentor others. Through our sharing, we learned about effective strategies that we can apply to reach out to local government leaders. It is critical that we absorb these skills so that we can impart them to those who will be joining us in the future. It is no accident that each man who was asked to accept a director's position responded in the affirmative. Such a positive spirit communicates a working of God's Spirit within each of us that affirms we are in the right place at the right time, end quote. Greg Helland, West Coast Regional Director, resonated with Capman's commitment to involve local churches in the LGM effort. Lincoln Presbyterian Church, where Helland is a member, is very involved in his ministry to local public servants in Stockton, California. Helland said, quote, being that Capman is a parachurch missions organization, we need the involvement of the local church to build that base of prayer, as well as to expose more people to the missional opportunity to reach the hidden people group of political leaders. It is imperative for the local church to be involved with the LGM leader, especially their own church. However, more local churches in the LGM territory are always better as the prayer support and vision and mission of LGM will be strengthened. The local church is God's vehicle for bringing all people to Himself, and we therefore need to adhere to God's plan and not our own, end quote. Raising up believers from congregations to minister to public servants will also strengthen the church, said Pastor Belkstrom. He also said, quote, it's a win-win. As a pastor, I've been saddened time and time again over the way Christians almost celebrate their non-involvement in politics. That mindset is often followed up with grumbling over how corrupt the government is. The missionary Oswalt Chambers defines work as the daily invasion of the believer's influence into the world. I apply that to the Capital Ministries LGM vision. LGM is the weekly invasion of the believer's influence into the political realm. It's an action of faith that finally corresponds with our prayers for those in authority, end quote. Dr. DeJong expects great fruit to result from the meetings. He said, quote, it's an honor to serve alongside these dedicated warriors for Christ who have the desire and ability that can only come from the Lord to accomplish the goals set by Ralph and the Capman Board for local government ministries, end quote. Also attending the conference was Brian Solomon, North America Director, Keith Hill, Southwest Regional Director, and Morris Webster, Northeast Regional Director. If you would like to learn more about LGM or how to become a ministry leader, go to capman.org.